You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. New case records, a step backward for Hong Kong, and a growing lawsuit. Here's what you should know. This weekend, more than 100,000 new cases of coronavirus were identified throughout the United States. Florida set a new record, adding 15,300 new cases on Sunday alone, an even bigger one-day increase than was seen in New York at the peak of its outbreak. Case numbers are currently growing across 39 states. Though Hong Kong believed it had successfully contained COVID-19, a recent wave of infections is forcing the city back into shutdowns. A new set of restrictions call for gatherings to be capped at 4 people, restaurants to limit their dine-in hours, gyms to shut down, and masks to be worn on public transportation, among other rules. After 3 weeks without any local infections, the city has now identified more than 180 cases since July 5th. As many universities consider an online fall semester, the Trump administration issued a directive that would revoke the visas of foreign students who are not taking in-person classes. Now, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and many other tech companies are backing a lawsuit brought by Harvard and MIT challenging that order. In their brief, the companies say that the administration's rule would hurt sales and inhibit employee recruitment. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.